In a way, this isn't surprising what he did. And so, as culpable as he seems to be, and I'm using seems, only being very polite, as culpable, you know, I'm going to say it, as he is, it's clear. Still, he didn't get this out of nowhere. This is a young man who figured out that he could be more interesting as somebody who was jumped by MAGA shouting white guys than he is as the very deft star of a really interesting TV show. And so what this means is that, in a way, all of us are culpable in that, if we are part of this us, we look at, say, the Covington kid, and we look at 1 millisecond of his smile, and we decide that he symbolizes the racism of all of America, when really it was just a millisecond of that kid walking by somebody and not smiling with his teeth showing. And intelligent people think of themselves as being ahead of the curve and seeing that as a summation of American social history. Now, somebody like Jussie Smollett looks at that zeitgeist, not that specific thing, because that's a little late, but there are all sorts of examples of this over about the past 15 years. And he realizes that if he's somebody who is slightly vainglorious, and many of us are, and he also happens to be black, as many of us are, he thinks that I could be really famous. I could be more important than I am being on this hit TV show doing a really deft performance as a very interesting character that intersects in an interesting way with the person who I am. I could be even more important if I stage this attack. And you can imagine what he was thinking. And I know I'm getting a little bit creative, but you can imagine what he was thinking. He's been attacked. He becomes Jussie Christ, basically. And so he writes a book with somebody. Then he gets to do the audio of the book. And in between the chapters of the book, he would have songs that he wrote, that he recorded. That audio book would become a big hit. And then he would get a talk show, and he would become Jussie Oprah. That's the sort of thing that he was waiting for, because he knows that here in America, not only do we know that racism and homophobia exist, and we should, but he knows that we've gotten to the point that we are so bent on demonizing people like that Covington kid, demonizing somebody who voted for Donald Trump because they didn't prioritize racism as much as some of us do, that he actually thought that it would be a good idea to create something like this and become more famous than he was. And the sad thing is that if it had worked, he's right. He would have that talk show. He would be Jussie Christ.